Welcome to the Mortar and Pestle, a PCCA podcast, where we discuss all things compounding and all things concerning independent pharmacy. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Delisio, North American Sales Director, and Sebastian Dennison, Clinical Compounding Pharmacist.
Welcome, Compounding World, and welcome to the latest episode of a Mortar and Pestle APCCA podcast. This is Mike Delisio, and I'm without Sebastian today, but I have two amazing guests, two amazing colleagues that have a lot to share. And I think this episode is probably overdue, something that we should have probably done in 2018 when we launched Mortar and Pestle. But I am joined by two individuals, one being our Director of Education, Renee Prescott. Renee, welcome back. You've been here before.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
It's amazing to have you here and as well. And for the first time, our Vice President of Public Affairs, Communications, Education, and Human Relations, none other than Lizzie Harbin.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
It's your maiden voyage.
It is. And I'm in Houston today, which is wonderful. It's great awesome. To be here with you and Renee.
It's great to have both of you. And like I said, something that we probably should have spoken about for a while back, really just focusing on not necessarily education as a whole, but our flagship event. With that being said, international seminar. So, you know, it's international seminar can mean so many different things. And we'll get into the crux of what it's all about and having members from all over the world being here in Houston. But traditionally, there's a lot of history that is international and what it means. But in reality, it's almost like our annual convention. It is our flagship product, our biggest event. It's the biggest event in the compounding industry. So that obviously carries a tremendous amount of significance. But to some of our audience who's not familiar with international, who has never had the chance to come, what is international in your best words?
Well, Mike, you really just said a lot of what international is. It is PCCA's annual meeting, if you will, and it's every October. You know, historically, this meeting was three times a year. And as people got busier and things happened, we just decided, let's make it all happen at one time. And I think we did that, it was about 13 years ago, and what a great decision, because it's the biggest gathering of compounders really in the world. And so many incredible things happen at the meeting. And there's something we always say at PCCA, which is every seminar we produce is the best one ever until next year.
And last year was pretty amazing.
It was. I mean, so far, year after year, you know, Renee and I have been doing this together now about 12 years. We've lived up to that statement, I think. And I think our members who attend would agree. And we're especially excited about this year.
It's evolved, but in some ways, it always has the same vibe. You know what I mean? It could be really, really big, a tremendous amount of attendees. Yet last year, following the pandemic, it was a bit different, but still amazing. And you can probably shed some light because there is some historical reference to make in regards to the last 13 years as being a one-time a year event. But, you know, where have we shifted a bit as well, and how do we accommodate, you could say, multiple audiences?
Yeah, because prior to last year, we were a live only, in-person only event. And during the pandemic, we shifted and we had to have international seminar as a virtual seminar, which was great because that's what we had to do. But because of all of the networking and fellowship and everything that goes along with international, we were so excited to be back in person last year. However, with the understanding that the live stream capabilities that we now possess, we needed to continue to do that and offer that to our members who chose to not travel, not able to travel, whatever. And so this year we're continuing to do that. So it's called a hybrid seminar. So we hope to see everybody in person, but if not, then we do have the virtual capabilities.
And the feedback was awesome last year too. Mm-hmm. I think we heard from obviously the people that were there live, they were super excited to connect with one another and to be together again. And then we also had amazing feedback from those that were attending virtually. And they had a bit of FOMO because, you know, they wanted to be present, but, you know, limitations, whatever was going on in their world at that time, did not enable them from coming. And then you get this amazing experience virtually as well. And then I think for those that have listened to the podcast, we've obviously commented in terms of, you know, reminding individuals that it was at the end of October or beginning of November, whenever it normally falls, and we had the opportunity to also let people know to register, even back in 2020, where it was a full virtual event. But I viewed it as an opportunity, right? It opened up an avenue for those that were never able to come to experience it in some way, shape, or form. And then you have the live component, which is a really big deal. Historically, like I mentioned, it always falls in the middle of fall, end of October, early November. This year, no different. And we're going to be downtown Houston this year. So really big deal. Same hotel that we were at last year as well. So maybe you want to talk about how the day is structured. What are we looking like from an event perspective? Because we talked about how it's one of the biggest events, if not the biggest event in our industry. What does a compounding pharmacist or technician experience when they come live?
Oh, that's a great question. And I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to the dates so people can mark those down. So we'll start Wednesday, October 26th, and we have a pre-event conference and then opening reception that night. And then the main programming is Thursday, October 27th through Saturday, October 29th. And yeah, as far as the structure, you know, there's a couple of different facets of international. One being the education. And that's, you know, when people look at, oh, I want to come to seminar this year because I see some amazing speakers on the program, and that may entice them to come. And I'm happy to share a little bit more about that, but I want Lizzie to speak to what are the other components of international seminar that our members love?
Thanks, Renee. You know, there's really four main reasons why people come, and every year we try to build around those reasons. So Renee just mentioned the first one, which is learning in CE and just hearing from those incredible speakers and getting really rich content. And we always try to debut, you know, new doctors who are bringing innovative information to industry at this meeting. And then the other reason, which also goes with the content, I think, or maybe the networking in the bar, I'm not sure, but it's that, what are the pearls, or what can I learn that when I go home on Monday, I can implement this in my practice and start getting that return on investment for my time away from the store? And then also the networking, which is absolutely incredible. We added a new advocacy award last year, for example, and that was a really special reception. That was actually my favorite part of last year's seminar. It was the inaugural Dave Sparks Advocacy Award, formerly the Evelyn Timmons Advocacy Award. We have Pharmacist of the Year, George Wrench Scholarship, and all of these are celebrated, you know, with colleagues at different networking events. But there's always some sort of party or banquet. And this year we're doing something very different. We're not having Pharmacist of the Year banquet. We're going to be giving that during the day at a networking lunch. But what we are going to do is bring everyone to PCCA. There is so much to see here, especially since the pandemic. We've got our training lab, which opened in 2020, if many members haven't seen, still very new and fresh. We want to showcase that. Right now, my goodness, I came in today and I almost didn't recognize the building because we're undergoing renovations, right? We're building a new R&D lab and we want to showcase the opening of that, chemical repack rooms, and more. So it's right in the middle of football season and we're going to have a party in the parking lot, but it's called Tailgates and Tours. So we're going to have a big tailgate party here at PCCA for everyone, and then people will be able to go in and tour these new areas of our building. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is going to be awesome and a bit different, too. I like the fact that you mentioned that how we recognize pharmacists that are important to us, whether it's through advocacy, whether it's through winning the compounding pharmacy of the year, or whether it has to do with, you know, being an innovator like George Wrench. I think as an observer, and if I, you know, take myself out of all this, the coolest part is the networking. I think it speaks volumes. I've been in this industry for 21 years. Compounding pharmacists do not view themselves as being competitive in any way. The connection piece, and when you watch people live and how they interact, people that don't get a chance to see each other throughout the year, but they see each other here, it's really something to take note of because of just watching the dynamic. So, you know, you could learn from the CEs and everything that you're getting exposed to, but you're learning from your colleagues and you're learning from your peers. So such a cool part of what we do.
It really is. And it's that networking and having fun are the other reasons why people come. And the networking is really the magic of the seminar, and I think what makes it the best one. I mean, we can plan, but it's what we don't plan for. Mm-hmm. It's all the people getting together, and that magic happens where it's like homecoming, and they're seeing old friends. And some people who maybe didn't come, you know, last year we were still somewhat in the pandemic, and we had a smaller, for us, 180 people is an intimate audience for this meeting. It was a smaller audience, and it was a fabulous live group. But this year, I think with everybody coming back and everybody seeing each other for the first time in a while, it's just really going to be fabulous, and that networking will be unmatched.
Absolutely. You mentioned the pearls, you know, someone having something to take back to their pharmacy on a Monday following the event and the seminar to say, hey, this is something I want to implement. And that could be something clinical. You know, it could be a formulation idea that was either shared amongst peers. It might have been shared from main stage. But there's also a different component. We get different types of speakers. And this is kudos to our education department and both of you for that cutting edge presentations, the ones that we really seek out to get, that it's not just the same standalone things that we may have featured throughout the year. How you put together this, the calendar of events for our year, is just an unbelievable task in itself. International kind of is the cap on all that. So, you know, we've heard from amazing keynotes over the last 13 years as well. I think you can probably even comment on some of them that were extremely memorable that had nothing to do with the world of pharmacy, but still left an impression on our members. Is there any moment that you guys want to share that could, you know, be passed on to our audience so that they can also have a better understanding of what they're exposed to?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we always like to do is start the meeting with high energy. And do you do that with a high energy, high powered, you know, clinical functional medicine type of doctor, which we have done before? And that's worked out really well. Last year, we kind of went back and said, you know what, we need to provide an energetic, motivational, educational keynote speaker. And I think it was phenomenal. It was, his name was Clint Pulver. And for those of you that were there, you may remember getting buckets out with drumsticks, and he had us jamming in that ballroom last year. And it was really cool. And so while people may see a name like Clint Pulver, or this year our keynote motivational speaker, his name is Ryan Avery, that name doesn't ring a bell. But when you're there in the room and you're experiencing that and their messaging and everything that you're learning from that, it makes that presentation very memorable and worthwhile. While members may look at our agenda and say, okay, I want to come and hear this clinical speaker, and that may be a main reason that they want to come, there's so many other components built into the agenda that are these keynotes, whether it be, you know, business, marketing, leadership messages that really do provide a lot of value as well.
Yeah, even from a clinical piece, maybe you can also share some of the people that we're featuring this year, Renee, to give a better understanding of what somebody would expect from attending either live or virtually.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing about virtual too, is that you can watch these presentations in real time and still be able to interact and engage, because you can write questions in that will be able to be asked of the presenter. So even if you're virtual, you can get your questions answered. So we have a really cool platform. Oh, and we are going to be featuring a MC DJ who is going to be interacting with our virtual attendees as well as live attendees and having some fun games and everything this year. So it is, whether you are live, in person, or virtual, it's going to be fabulous. But to kind of get back to your question about who do we have clinically, as we're putting together the program, one of the things that I like about international is that there's not necessarily a specific focus or a specific niche. So throughout the year, we have our HRT symposiums, our dermatology symposiums, and those are very specialized. So that's 3 days of one subject. International hits all of those. And who are the innovators? Who are the unique speakers? What new, hot new topics can they bring that they can deliver to our attendees? So one of my favorite speakers that we're looking at this year is Dr. Akbar Khan, and he is going to be talking about LDN use in cancer care. And he has been utilizing LDN, which we all know is, you know, so hot right now. He has been using LDN for over 10 years to help with in the treatment of his actual cancer patients. And he said just in the last few years, he's recently started seeing patients that have autoimmune conditions and other issues because he realized it can help them as well. Well, we all know that part, but he's been using it for cancer for over a decade. And so he's going to be coming and sharing that with us. So that's going to be super exciting.
You know, so on that note, Dr. Akbar Khan, who's going to be talking on LDN for cancer patients, when is he featured on the agenda, Renee?
He actually speaks on Saturday morning. So he is there on our last day.
Awesome. So just a reminder to all of those that are listening, this really runs from Wednesday evening, Wednesday full day, to on Saturday at noon. So
yeah, and it's a little bit of a change, Mike, because historically we've ended the day about 3 o'clock, and then a lot of people had to stay over or leave early and miss some of the programming because of flights. So mm-hmm. just taking that into account, we are ending about 12:30 this year so that people can see the programming and then still be able to get home that night.
That's awesome. You know, just thinking about the history, longevity of this specific seminar, but not only that, thinking of our history, you know, the last 41 years, thinking of, I know, Lizzie, you've always commented on this. We always talk about internally who's the longest standing member attending the event and who's the newest member. Sometimes we have someone who joins PCCA a week before and they're getting thrust into this. And it's like, wow, you're brand new to PCCA. Welcome. Couldn't think of a better way to kick things off and to start your journey into compounding than being here live. But what is it like for some of the new folks? You know, you have people that know each other, that network, they're familiar with one another, but then you get some of these individuals that are brand new. They come. How do we make their experience memorable as well?
We love first-time attendees and brand-new members, and they are just a huge target audience for us, meaning that we literally are thinking about their experience and how can we make it wonderful. And the reality is everybody was new at one time. So you're on our radar if you've never been and you're registered or you're a first-time, you know, new member, and we will definitely make sure that you meet people, you've already got us. Our team is an extension of the team, and typically those people will know all or some of us. And then it's really kind of like being a VIP at the event where you're taken care of and we make sure that you're plugged in and not forgotten. And one of our members in California will always tell the story about the first time he came, like 20 years ago. He didn't know anyone, and it was a small group of us that introduced him to people and just made sure he had a great experience. And then as a result, he said, today my best friends in life are those people and I wouldn't miss the meeting, you know? So I think that's what we try to do. And sometimes we do it formally, and sometimes I'm talking about the more informal ways, but.
Yeah, and we do have formal on right. the program networking events. So for those people that might be a little more shy and not as outgoing, we do have structure put to it. So. Believe me, you won't be going back to your hotel room in the evening. We have plenty of activities lined out for you so that you can meet people and network with those existing members, especially if you're new to compounding or new to PCCA.
Yeah.
Also putting myself in the shoes of the audience and how we've changed seminar over the years, it's not necessarily just being in one room for 3.5 days where you're just listening to speakers from a main stage. We also have options and tracks and things that you can do as well. Do you want to talk about that in a bit more detail? Maybe it'll give a better understanding of the variability and the amount of options that you do sure. have as an attendee.
Do you want me to start? And then
sure, go ahead.
I mean, again, so years ago, we were working together. We were looking at, okay, not everybody who comes is the owner of a pharmacy. And what can we do to have things for technicians, for marketers, for operations people, for owners who may not be pharmacists, et cetera. So that's really where we came up with the strategy of having the workshops and the different tracks. Now this year, they're not track specific. I mean, I think there is a clinical and a business, but in the past we've had technician track. Well, you're not going to find a technician track this year, but in each of the three workshop rooms you'll find, and if you're having trouble, you can call our staff and we can help you, or we can help you on site because you don't have to pre-register for workshops. But I was just looking at it and like, you know, FlackTech speed mixer, that's great for a technician, right, who's in the lab. Or data-driven leadership, unlocking the science of people to drive results and engagement. That's going to be great for anyone in a PIC role, management role, owner role. Leveraging technology to support the pharmacy. Again, someone in the lab or someone making decisions over technology. So there's something literally for everyone.
And then the marketing roundtable, yes. That's always a favorite for our marketers.
Absolutely.
That join us. And that's a great way to just engage with others in roundtables, exchange formulas, exchange best practices, how to get past the gatekeeper, what's current, and what are your new marketing strategies going on right now?
It really covers so many different things. And I think over time, we've also seen people that have the responsibility of maybe on by title, a pharmacist or a technician, but the reality is their role themselves has evolved so much in the pharmacy where they have a management position. To your point, you know, there might be the person in charge of absolutely everything, not necessarily the stakeholder, the owner, but, you know, the individual that's really running the show behind the scenes, and mm-hmm. they have exposure to so much information. I think what's kind of cool too, and I know last year the education team launched our e-learning platform, which was a really big deal. And that was something that was new. It was fresh. And I think we've also heard it from our members. They come to International because they want to know what's new, not necessarily in the world of clinical and formulations, but what are we doing that's new? Is it a product? Is it a service? Is it a piece of equipment? From a memorable point of view, I can remember going back when we launched the REM and how crazy that was and how fun it was. The years that we launched new bases. That is so exciting because a lot of our bases were also introduced at an international seminar. So when people ask me how old a specific base is, I have to think back of which international it was.
Right. Well, Mike, I will tell you, these things are all kept secret. So I don't know what will be the big reveal this year.
No guarantees.
But
there will be one.
I was asked to allow additional time on the agenda for both Gus Bassani and Daniel Banoff to present the PCCA innovation in one session this year.
When that happens, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, and that's even from our experience. I think even as employees, each international that we've attended has a memorable moment, something that really stands out, something that you don't forget. And I think if it's memorable to employees, how significant and memorable is it to those that are in attendance that are choosing to come and to pay money out of their pocket to be there? So, you know, those are things that I've always thought of in us trying to create a memorable experience, an experience that, you know, transcends year to year to year, whereas, like you said, Lizzie, some people form friendships and relationships that, you know, last a lifetime, mm-hmm. Just because of that camaraderie as well.
So something that we did last year for the first time, and we're going to continue it this year, is our PCCA Institute Student Scholarship presentation. And the student who won last year presented his topic from main stage at PCCA. He had members clamoring to hire him because he was going to be graduating the following May. And he's just such a phenomenal student that he was just garnering all this attention. So great for him and great for members who are looking to hire students who have been trained by PCCA that are looking for a job in a compounding pharmacy. And we typically have about 10 students who come to international seminar a year. So another great avenue for both of those guys to connect.
Well, and that makes me think too, Renee, not only, you know, do we talk about students, but I just think about big picture and advocacy. And this is a great meeting to come to figure out what's going on in industry, you know, what's just happened, what's happening, what's going to happen that could affect someone's practice. And we have such strong partnerships with our trade associations. So we do get to hear from APC, from NCPA. And actually, this year, for the first time ever in 40 years, we're going to have the CEO of NABP on our stage, Al Carter. And we recently, there's a lot of work that goes into this meeting, and we literally do what we call qualification interviews, or we will interview each speaker and make sure that they know who the audience is and that they can provide the best talk possible for that audience. So we recently met with Al just a few weeks ago, and I think we were so excited after we got off the phone with him, really looking forward to what he has to share, and think that's going to be one of the, you know, it's, you always try to think, well, what's going to be the most well-received, what are going to be the best talks? Well, I think that is one to bet on. I think it's going to be really good.
There's always that great clinical speaker that mm-hmm. everybody wants to hear and they're so excited about. And then there's like the hidden gem.
Right. He is going to be one of the many hidden gems of the meeting for sure.
That's awesome. And you know what? You know, we're talking from, this is an audible platform. Unfortunately, we don't have video. We can't share our screens. We can't walk through everything. For those that are detail oriented, where do they find all this information in regards to agenda, speaker bios, really learning what the experience looks like? What's the easiest place they can go?
The easiest way is the website. And the website is pccainternationalseminar.com. And anybody can access that, pull it up. It's pccainternationalseminar.com.
And it's been that website for the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. And yeah, everything is there. Agenda, speakers, pricing, travel information. You can register from there as well.
Yeah. And if they have questions, Renee, I believe we also have a support feature on the website, but that really goes to our education team behind
the
scenes.
Yeah. If there's questions on, if you have specific questions on content, on if we can, you know, help you out with any travel questions that you have, whatever. There's a contact us button on the website, and we'll get that email and email you or call you back.
So last question I have, and this will probably go for both of you. Lizzie, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Your favorite memory of international?
That is tough, Mike, because it's
always... I know, you have a lot.
You know, well, and I just think of Dean Minuto and neuromarketing, where it's like first kiss, last kiss, right? So I would say last year... There are two, Clint Pulver and drums, and giving Jeff Bray Dave Sparks Advocacy Award and having Mr. Sparks and our whole team there. That was amazing and unmatched. And then, wow, it's my 19th year of attending seminars. 2011 was the 30th anniversary. Flash Mob was still... That one's tough to beat. That was pretty cool.
It's funny that you said that because that was my first.
Really?
It was. And I was like, oh my gosh, where do I work?
Because like, you didn't know we were doing
wild.
It.
No clue. But not only that, it was so well done. There's always something special that we do. And
yes.
That's where you recognize that there's a culture at PCCA that is beyond just attending an event and getting access to speakers. It's more than that. There's a lot of intangibles mm-hmm. you can't put your finger on. So I'll go with that one as well, Lizzie, since it was my first. There you go, 2011.
I like it.
Renee, what about you?
Two things. I love what we do with the banquet and the celebrations and the awards. You guys mentioned Flash Mob. I loved the dueling piano bar that we had a few years ago that we did as a fundraiser. But it was just everybody jamming out to 80s music or whatever it was that they wanted the dueling pianos to play. That was just a super fun night. And my other one has to be education. I love it when I get a request from members on who they want to hear, and we're able to bring them in. Two in particular come to mind, Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. David Perlmutter were two, you know, very renowned clinicians, and being able to bring those in and have our members just be in awe of those speakers.
Yeah, I remember that. I think there's certain members that have also commented on some of those talks in terms of being what, years ahead in regards to what was really up and coming. And being cutting edge, I think, falls under your responsibilities, right, Renee? It's like, how do you overcome it? How do you have to always beat out the year prior? And how do you stay ahead of the curve? Because you mentioned our focus on traditional symposiums focused on one disease state. That in itself is not necessarily easy. That's a challenge. But how do you overcome it? And how do you beat everything at International and make it a flagship?
I will tell you how she does this. And I mean, she's truly a lifelong learner. She is curious. Like, status quo does not cut it. And then I think the secret sauce is her true passion for what she does. I mean, your own personal journey is like, you're as excited about these topics as our members are. And that goes to the being a lifelong learner. So we're really lucky to have Renee on our team leading education. Thanks for all you do.
I know. I'll listen to a podcast on a Saturday afternoon and I'll send it to Renee. I'm like, Renee, get these people for International. I'm like, they're amazing.
She gets speakers all the time from people and never gets somebody and says no, ever. It's like, oh, well, let me look into that, right? Sometimes it may be no for different reasons once we look into it, but I think always just being open.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things is reading our evaluations from our attendees, and a question that we have on every single one is, who do you recommend as future speakers? And that goes into a file, and then the next time we're planning an event, okay, well, who can we get that our members have requested? And it's great. And then also too, just, you know, like you guys said, just staying cutting edge in the industry, compounding, functional medicine, working closely with other industry organizations, and just making sure that we're meeting the needs of our members and where the industry's going.
Yeah, thank you both for that. And thanks for sharing your memories as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to end with a pearl, since that was what we've talked about.
Absolutely.
Is learning. We've kind of talked about Clint as our keynote. I know Ryan Avery is really filling those shoes this year. But we have established a stay interview program at PCCA this year. And so instead of wanting to interview somebody when they're leaving, right, known as an exit interview, we want to talk to our greatest people and talk to them about what is keeping them here. And so Clint Pulver came up with three questions that we've incorporated into our stay interviews. And the first one everyone listening could ask their team members is, what can I do to keep you here? Just very simple. What can I do to keep you here? Number two, what's getting in the way of your success at work? It's a unique way of saying, you know, what challenges are you facing, right? And then three, what can I do to help you get there? So
that's great. Yep. So those were the pearls that we got last year,
right,
from our opening keynote. Yes.
And we now use them every day at PCCA.
Yeah. And I will tell you that Ryan Avery, this year, he will be presenting us with four things that you need to quit right now. Not four things you need to start, not four things you need to add to your plate to become a better leader, a better pharmacist, but four things that you need to quit. So I'm excited about that.
I am too. I'm all about simpler and easier. That sounds good.
I think you guys did a fantastic job painting the picture, like I said, in an audible platform. Not easy, but for those that are listening that want to learn more, as Renee mentioned, please visit our website, www.pccainternationalseminar.com. You're going to find absolutely everything there relating to the event. So we make things really simple. If you do have questions, that will go out to our education team. Member of our team will definitely get back to you, and you can register directly on the site as well. But both of you, thank you so much for doing this. I know it'll mean a lot. For those that have never been, that have no clue what we were talking about whenever we referenced International, I hope this episode gave them a much better understanding of what to expect, and probably can be utilized even down the road. Like, always come back to know. You might miss what is current and what we may have had as a memorable moment in 2022. But nevertheless, it's also a great historical recap. But thanks again to the both of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
you. It's great being with you.
And thanks to all of our listeners out there. As always, a reminder, do not forget to subscribe to the episode so that you do not miss on any platform that you do listen to us on. And as always, please click and follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is Mike DeLisio, and we'll talk to you soon.